People, I tell you, we're going to finally get it together. Any other family members need to be up here? Okay, are we all together? That is so neat. Any more over here?
We don't want her over here.
Don't want her over here? You want to put her back over here? Okay. We've come today to celebrate the life of Sid Barfield and honor his memory. We're glad you're here today. The first part of the service is going to be the lighthearted aspects of Sid, and then we'll get to more serious aspects later in the session. We're going to begin by letting you read with us some wonderful verses of Scripture. I think I have about 8 or 9 or 10 of these. Don't be bashful. Read out with us. Psalm 118, verse 8. It is better to trust in the word of the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalm 118, verse 8. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows those who trust in him. Nahum 1:7. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19:14. Psalm 86:11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to be occupied with thy name. Psalm 86:11. Proverbs 24:3. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Proverbs 24:3. Psalm 27:5. For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his promises. In the secret place of his he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. Psalm 27:5. Ephesians 4:30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. Proverbs 24:14. Know that wisdom is for your soul. If you find it, then there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 24:14. Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12:3. 1 Peter 2:24. And he himself bore our sins in his own body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Psalm 91:11. For he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. Psalm 91:11. S-I-D. I don't need to tell you, but that spells Sid. I try to think in terms of words that I could attach to each one of these three letters. And I'm letting you think about this for a few moments. From a more serious side, I thought of S, salvation, security. From a lighter side, I thought of sassy. On the I thought about having known. I thought you'd find that funny. We're going to let you give us some in a moment. But
S is for stubborn.
What's that?
S is for stubborn.
I didn't want to say that, but that did enter my mind because I thought I'd heard the girls say something like this. What's that?
We're all thinking it.
You're all thinking it, okay. It's been our privilege to know Sid for, 40-some-odd years. And so when I saw that I thought, interesting. Sid has been a very interesting individual. And I've had a lot of interesting experiences, our family and other families, with Sid over the years. We'll come back to you if you have some. I thought of something else on that D down there. Do you think of anything that starts with a D that applies to you're whispering over here. Okay. Daddy, yeah. I thought about the word determined. Is that a good word for saying determined? Okay, let's go back and look at these three letters. Do you have anyone to add to any one of these? Anything adds to S? We've already said a few things. Do you think of anything that begins with I that you would like to add to that?
Intelligent.
Very good. Very good. So it's been interesting to me that Betty would say years ago, if you want to hang a picture, don't ask Sid to help you. Because he'll measure from this side of the wall and from that side of the wall, from the top and the bottom. And all she wanted to do is just drive a nail in the wall and hang the picture. So that tells you a little bit about Sid, intelligent. Okay. Anything else? On that D down there, you think of anything else besides daddy and determined?
Direct.
What is it?
Direct.
Direct. Okay, that's good. Let me give you the comments that you already have in your hand. You really got to know a man while sitting with him in a deer stand, he said to one of his daughters while describing his love of hunting. Sid Barfield, 79 years of age, departed this life on February 26, 2014. Many people referred to him as Barfield. He was born in Houston, Texas on January the 10th, 1935, to Ed Hugh and Bonnie Viola Barfield. He had an older brother, Bob, and a younger sister, Betty Janice. Not allowed to marry before she graduated from high school, Betty Lou Mahan graduated high school on Friday and married Sid the following Sunday. They began their life together in Houston, where he worked approximately 25 years as a draftsman for SIP, contracted to Exxon Baytown Refinery. They moved with their girls to Baytown in 1968. We moved here in 1966, and that's the reason why we've known this family so long. He continued to work at Exxon until the late 1970s, when he opened Jeans and Things of Baytown. Barfield was preceded in death by his wife of 59 years, Betty Lou Barfield. I pause for a moment here to tell you that Betty Barfield was one of our sweetest, most wonderful friends. Precious lady. And what I appreciate about Sid is that even though she passed away 18 years ago, it didn't mean that they didn't continue to celebrate their anniversaries. Just as they had done before, after she passed away, on the anniversary day, they would celebrate. He would celebrate with a special meal that they had had together for years. I thought that was sweet and wonderful. Betty was a precious lady, and those of us who knew her could say without doubt, a wonderful person. Sid is survived by two daughters, Connie Lord and husband Jim, Barbara Smith and husband Gary, one grandson, Taylor Smith, four granddaughters, Kelly Smith Palmer, Catherine Lord, Kristen Smith, Gina Lord, two great-granddaughters, Chandler Palmer and Carson Palmer. There are many things that are very interesting about Sid. Some of you may or may not know that many years ago, when I had the privilege of being the pastor of Second Baptist Church here in town, that I called Sid one day and said, "Sid, would you like to go visiting with me?" This came as a surprise to these daughters because he said, "Yeah, I'll be glad to." And so Sid and I went visiting together. Barfield enjoyed nature and spent winters in Cuero, Texas, which is DeWitt County. He participated in the Poor Boys Organization, which supports the Livestock Show of Cuero, Texas, provides college scholarships to the 4-H and FHA youth of DeWitt County. I don't know whether I should tell you this, but Rusty Smith and Marietta Smith and Joyce and Roy and Betty and Sid took dancing lessons. Now, Betty just enjoyed having fun. Now, Sid was technical. He would line up with a wall on this side, line up, and I mean, everything was, do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. There's something that we want to share today, and I've tried to decide what to call this. And I have a lot of ideas, and we're going to have some family participation here. But we could call this Pearls of Wisdom, but we could also call this Sidisms. Sidisms. I think I spell this correctly. S-I-D-I-S-M-S. Sidisms. And Gary, where are you?
Right here.
Would you stand up, please? And tell us, what in the world does this mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I know you do, too. Okay.
Barb and I's first date was actually a blind date, and later on I made her take off the blindfold. But she still stayed, too. But when I came to the front door on Bayou Boulevard, this is what was waiting on me. So when I walked in and walked past this, Sid made sure that I made eye contact with this and with him at the same time. And he looked at me straight in the eye. He said, "You will have my daughter home at 11 o'clock, won't you?" I said, "Sir, I'll have her home at 10:45.
That's good.
And that's how I met Sid.
And you won't forget that,
will
you?
No, I will not.
There are some things about Sid that I think all of you probably realize, or maybe you don't, but he had some ideas that were very great. And one of the things had to do with the gas can. He said, if you can't afford a whole tank of gas, only buy a half of tank, which is the top half. Every time your gas gauge goes to half, you fill it up. So I thought that was interesting. Car keys. Sidism. Maintain your car properly and you'll have a lot less trouble. That's a good thought, isn't it? Check your oil, check your water, change oil properly, all of those things. Okay. I think it's Connie's time. Connie, what in the world is this? This is Connie's time. What is this?
Mama told me that when I was a brand new baby, he'd come home from work and take a shower and go get me for snuggle time. And I would get my two little tiny baby hands full of hair on his chest and cuddle up to him, fall asleep on his chest. And to this day, Dial Soap reminds me of my daddy, because that's what my daddy always smells like, with yellow gold dial.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I don't want to miss any. Oh, we've got to have this one. What in the world? Who's going to talk about this? Barbara? Is this yours too, Connie?
Mine. Okay. My first job for an employer was Exxon Refinery. Right after I got out of high school, I had a summer intern job there. And he sat me down for my first day on the job, and he said, "Let me tell you, do not get your boyfriend and your paycheck in the same building."
Okay. Very good.
So if your mind's on the boys, then you're not going to be doing a good job. And also, if you get romantically involved with somebody at work, that can be messy too. So that's a pretty good piece of advice.
Very good. Okay, Jim?
I've got one piece of wisdom that he gave me. Measure twice, cut once.
Okay, good. Measure twice, cut once. I thought this was good about credit card. Only use credit cards for convenience. If you can't pay off the balance at the end of the month, you can't afford to buy it. That beautiful $100 dress you buy on sale for $50 will cost you more than $100 if you are only paying the minimum requirement each month. That's pretty good. Okay, did I miss anything? Oh, when Barbara and Gary got married, Sid turned to Gary and said, "I don't take returns." Okay.
That is also true.
That is also true.
Not that I try to return.
They've been married, 30 years, right? Almost 30 years. And Connie, you've been married a good long while. 22 years. I'm trying to remember how many people's weddings I performed, but it's been a whole bunch over these years. Okay. It's time for our next song, which is The Old Rugged Cross. Thank you.
stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. How I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling. Cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left His glory above to bear it to dark hell. I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophy at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me. In my visits with Sid over these past years, in recent years, that is, Sid has said to me many times, Roy, I really don't know why the Lord continues to let me live, because I'm ready to die. And I was able, like the daughters were, to tell him that the Lord's not going to take you until He wants to take you. And when He wants to take you, you're not going to hold back. You're going to go. And there's a reason and a purpose for you being here as long as He allows you to be here. And so I shared that with him, as these daughters did and loved ones did. And he understood that. And we would pray together. He had many outstanding, fantastic, wonderful characteristics. Oh, I know we talked today about him being stubborn, and we've talked about him being determined, and we've talked about several things. But there's something that I want to mention to you that most of you probably, if you knew Sid very well, you knew this. But whether you would agree or disagree with his concepts and ideas, you would appreciate the fact of his determination. He had a respect for the laws of divine establishment. The laws of divine establishment include volition, marriage, family, and nationalism. And I want to tell you that Sid Barfield appreciated the laws of divine establishment. Oh, yes, I realize, because I've known these girls since they were tiny things, and I realize some things that Sid concluded about what the girls should and should not do. Whether we would agree or disagree with that, what we do is we appreciate the fact that he had some concepts and ideas of what was right and what was wrong, and he wanted the right thing to be done. I admire that. I appreciate that. And I believe you do too. These girls and son-in-laws and grandchildren, we all appreciate that. Volition. Marriage. I thought it was so beautiful that Sid would say, even though Betty has passed away, our marriage still consists. It's still going on. And I think that's a wonderful idea and concept. And he celebrated their anniversary each year. 59 years. How fantastic. He had the right idea about marriage and about home and about family. He had some great ideas. He was patriotic. He loved his country. There's no question in any of our minds about the fact that Sid had some great ideas in life. Oh, I know that he was a man of determination and a person who desired to do certain things in a certain way. But I want to read to you what's meaningful to all of us. We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so being that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle, this tent, groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. And then this verse of Scripture, I believe, Sid would want all of us to know. We're confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. There's a home of many mansions in the Father's house above that our Savior is preparing for the children of His love. So my heart knows not despairing, though in sorrow off I roam, gleaning from the many mansions, I can see the lights of home. I can see the lights of home, I can see the lights of home, gleaming from the many mansions, I can see the lights of home. I know Sid well enough to know that Sid would not want me to take this time to just brag about him or talk about him. He's aware of the fact that now absent from the body, to be with the Lord in heaven is the greatest, most magnificent experience that anyone could ever have. And he would say to me, to say to you, my friend, my loved one, if you do not already know personally the Lord Jesus Christ, I would encourage you to accept Him. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no other way except by Jesus. That's what Sid would want me to say to you. And I have to be obedient to Sid. And if he wants me to say that to you, I think I should say that to you. It's just better that way. That's right. And Sid wants us to know that when God loved, He loved the world. That when Christ died, He died for all of us. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. The Bible says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on His name. Sid, we want me to say that to you. And so, Sid, I've obeyed you. I just said it. Face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. Face to face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory. What He said earlier, I shall see Him by and by. Now, I see Him. Now. And we're going to see Him soon, ourselves. Most of the individuals in this room today are young, middle-aged, or older. You fit in that category, don't you? Young, middle-aged, or older. And it doesn't matter whether you're young, middle-aged, or older. If I say 110, most of us probably will not get to 110 on the earth. So what I'm saying to you is, be prepared for that time of departure, because that time is coming to each one of us. We don't know exactly when it'll be, but it's coming. And to be absent from the body, the Scripture says, as a believer, is to be at home with the Lord. You can't beat that, folks. You just cannot beat that. And Sid would want me to say to you, whatever you do, don't miss this. This is the most important decision you could ever make in life, is to personally know Jesus Christ as Savior. We're going to have another song, but we're going to have prayer before we do that. I'm looking to see, oh yes, precious Lord, take my hand. That's the last one. May we pray together, please. Father, we bow with grateful hearts today for Sid. Not only for Sid, but for Betty, for each member of this family. We're thankful for the fact that you have given us the assurance in your word that as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, to leave this life is the greatest thing that could ever happen. To be absent from this body, a decaying, dying, deteriorating body. When the tent falls, when it ends here on the earth for us, we're absent from the body, but at home with the Lord. And we're thankful today for that wonderful assurance that Sid had and we have today. We ask that you'll give comfort and grace. In the future, we realize that there will be an emptiness in our hearts. We pray that that emptiness will be filled by your loving grace and blessing and wonderful spirit. And we realize also that when death comes, there's an absence in so many different areas. But we're thankful that that absence can be filled by your presence. And we pray for comfort and strength today to each member of this wonderful family. And we thank you again and again for Sid's influence on our lives. And we thank you for him, for Betty, for this family. We ask that you'll comfort and strengthen each one of us today. And we thank you over and over again for every blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on, through the light, take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious love, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, take my hand, precious Lord.
If you've not signed the guest book, it is out in the hallway here. On behalf of the family, I want to thank you for being here today and ask you to continue to pray and remember this wonderful family. You're dismissed.
It is well with my soul.